Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show.
Todd Snocker Market.
Whatever. Jason Mraz, Todd Snocker Market. It's so close.
Thank you to the texters. We got, I don't know, 100,000 Jason Mraz.
Thank you for knowing when we did.
While we sat there and just meandered.
You can't think of everything, and you know people are yelling it in their car, so they want to hear the answer.
Right.
By now, we would have absolutely forgotten we were even having the conversation. The people who thought it was Jack Johnson would be like, oh, they never did say.
No, it's Jason Mraz, and there's a million of them, and this one says, I'm yelling Jason Mraz, then Bryn finally gets it, and all is right in the world. Thanks, friends.
Sometimes we all need to go through something together like that. It bonds us.
That was tough, though.
It was hard. Why? Why was it so hard? We've been playing
because
Jason Mraz
I know,
songs
but
forever.
He hasn't been around for a minute. That's why.
I guess. Yeah, not top of mind.
Mm-hmm.
But all those mellow dudes, the Jack Johnsons, even the John Mayers, you know, all those guys.
I think John Mayer has a song called Daughters, right?
Oh.
So we like.
Yeah, something like that.
A little confusing.
Guess who's having the most fun on this station? It's not us, just a hint.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah. It's Jane.
Oh, Jane.
It's Jane. Jane gets to go for an hour and a half commercial free.
Oh, wow.
It's nonstop rock on the Alice.
Hey, you know you say that.
Well, I mean it.
Okay.
Starting around the end of the 3 o'clock hour. So like, it's so great. 97 commercial free minutes. Just block it in, rip the knob off.
Right.
Whatever you do in the old school thing. It's Jane. So nonstop rock with Jane. Don't forget about that this afternoon. It's important.
It's Bond. Jane's Bond.
Yeah. Pearl Jam.
I love them.
Yeah. They have COVID. They don't all have COVID, just their drummer.
Mm.
And so they did a couple shows in Oakland this week, Thursday and Friday. And
wait, so none of the rest of the band got it?
Apparently not.
So they hate their drummer. They're never near the guy.
They
don't go near that guy.
They must not. He must travel in his own because he's so stinky. He farts all the time.
Well, drummers are, I don't
they're
mean
weird.
They're crazy.
I don't know any normal drummers.
Right?
No offense, Tom and Mike, but you guys have your quirks.
Oh, it's more than quirks. They're crazy.
Well, I am friends with them, so I don't want
to. I'm not trying to. Look, they're brilliant musicians. Who can do that many things at once?
It's a lot of things. Everything is doing. If it wasn't for the drum stool, where would you be? This is you the whole time.
How do you separate out all your parts and have them doing individual things and keep count the whole time?
Right. How are they doing that? Crazy. They have to have compartmentalized brains.
I realize my drummer in the band that I used to have, I don't have a band yet.
Drummer Drew?
Yeah, Drummer Drew. He used to have to go. He'd have all this stuff going on, and then he also had to make a specific sound so I knew when to start singing.
Mm-hmm.
There was always this like, and then I'm like, oh, that's me. I missed it. Can you do it one more time?
you know, when I perform with Tommy, because I never know when to come in and we don't get to rehearse, he'll go, he goes, 4, 3, 2, 1. And he yells it over the top. So he's doing everything with his hands and his, and he counts me in. I'm like, and now it's time to sing. That's,
it's always hard.
Like, thanks, Tommy. Very difficult. Oh, my God. Yeah. His band was just like, when I'm up there singing and really.
Oh, yeah. His band's so bummed. They're like, wow, we have a full house. This never happens.
No, but they must be just like, well, I guess we do what we have to do to get a full house.
Yeah.
They must, the eye rolling, you can hear it. It actually, their eyes are dry. All right. So anyways, Pearl Jam.
Oh, yeah, their drummer.
The drummer has
their
COVID.
Their band hates the drummer. Got
their band hates the drummer. They don't hang out at all.
Right.
So his name is Matt Cameron, and he was not able to perform, but they still went on. They did get some people to fill in. And then they said, hey, Oakland, you got anybody? And Oakland had a couple people.
You're telling me they replaced their full-time drummer?
The first guy was a music teacher reportedly named Josh Arroyo.
Josh!
Josh Arroyo. He joined the band on stage for their final song, Yellow Ledbetter.
Oh, that is such a great song.
And the next night, a teenager named Kai Neugermans, who plays in a band called The Alive.
The Alive?
In Oakland, I guess.
All right.
Was brought on stage, and he took over drummering duties. Midway
drummering.
Drummering duties. That's what they call
it. It's Monday. Yeah. I get it.
Technical term.
Tough one.
He took over midway through the performance for the song Mind Your Manners. And he also...
I don't even know that song.
I don't either. Must be one of the newer ones. And he killed it. Is this the teenager or
the that's
teenager.
Teacher?
Okay.
I mean, it's live audio, so it's not great.
But still, here's a kid who jumps on.
He's rocking.
Well, he's not screwing up the song.
What a weird... Why is that guy wearing gloves?
Oh, maybe his hands
you
get
see
cold.
That?
Yeah, it's, but
you know,
the...
Like,
he's
cool.
wearing it on his fretting hand,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but his tips are uncovered.
I see that, so, but still.
It's, just, it's a look. It's a look.
It's cold in Oakland sometimes.
Yeah,
no,
it was chilly.
Not.
It's so chilly there.
It can be at
can
night.
Be. It's very chilly. Yeah,
nighttime.
So do we have Josh Arroyo, too, or no?
I'm not sure.
But it's so fun. You know, I mean, what a... Talk about making someone's dreams come true. Like... Clearly, these people knew the songs well enough that they could jump on stage with Pearl Jam and perform them. And for the teacher, talk about some cred with the kids, right? So great.
Yeah, but think about it. John could jump on stage with the band and do whatever, right?
If he knew the song.
Right, but he would know the song. He would just learn it.
Yeah.
There's a teacher. It's a long shot, though. We can't really see him. There he is. See?
He looks like a cool dude.
Yeah.
He looks like Sammy Hagar in a fishing hat. After a big meal.
After a big meal? What does that mean?
Yeah, nothing.
What does that mean?
I don't know. He looks happy and satisfied.
All right.
That is so fun. That's great. So there you go. A couple locals jumped up on stage with Pearl Jam. They're going to be basking in that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Especially that teenager. He must be like, oh my God. I'm going to get so much action.
Brynn, I'm going to just tell you real quick under my breath. I've hit a roadblock on my computer over here, and there's a real problem. Are you the administrator or am I?
I'm not sure who is, but I can check it out. Yeah.
This is a problem. Nothing.
No, what's going on?
Don't
with
worry
it?
About it.
We're trying, Vinny about it. Is going to be trying to embrace a paperless life.
Yeah, he's embracing it, whether he likes it or not.
Well,
Jesus.
Yeah, Brynn's making me.
Well, you know, with Nikki leaving, there's no one to fix the printer. She's our printer technician too.
I'll
go on to the next story. Yeah.
We have a commercial break to deal with.
Don't worry, we'll get it.
That's whatever.
All right. Do you want to just scooch over near me?
No, we're good. I'm going to stop touching that now. It just said Chrome needs to be updated, and then it wouldn't update. And then it said Chrome needs to be replaced. I'm in the process of replacing it. Now it needs some kind of password.
Oh yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't.
Just tell me the password and we'll put it in.
That's okay.
Just say it over the air.
Yeah, 20 minutes until his break. Right. Yeah, I don't even know what the password is. Oh, that's a new computer.
Well, let's find that out before the break.
We'll work on that.
I feel like this is going to take a long time. I have extra stories.
Okay. This is your break right now. Let's focus on that.
Yeah.
Stay focused.
So much more interesting to see what's going on over on Jenny's side of the table.
Do you want me to go over there and do it right now?
No, we're fine. Sorry I said anything.
Justin, no, I'm glad you did. Now everyone's on red alert.
Freaking out.
Red alert! Justin Bieber. This is a sad story, quickly.
Oh,
just
dear.
Not super sad, okay, but just like a, you know, kind of calls to mind the things that happened in Buffalo over the weekend. Justin Bieber, not Beaver, although that would be better, performed at the KeyBank Center in Buffalo on Saturday, just hours after the white supremacist went on a rampage at a local grocery store and killed 10 people. So not easy to do, to go on when your audience is going to be shell-shocked. Justin handled it really well, handled it with class, started the show by honoring the victims with a moment of silence. And during the intro to a song called As I Am, he gave a little speech about...
As we know, there's been tragedy in the city, but what we're going to do tonight is we're going to honor those people. And I would love if we could just take a moment of silence. That would mean a lot to me. So we can start right now.
Don't yell during the moment of silence, people. Later on in the thing, this As I Am song, he gave a little speech about everyone coming together and recognizing that we have way more in common than not. You know, we just need to, we can all have differences of opinion and still.
This isn't even about opinions. This is just a white supremacist killing black people.
Right. We have a lot more in common. If you cut me, do I not bleed? He also mentioned the shooting during a prayer with his crew before he went on stage. So it affected him, and he brought it with him on stage and handled it nicely. The Billboard Music Awards were last night. Diddy opened the awards by saying, "I hate award shows. They're boring."
Oh, boy.
You got any audio of that, or shall I just read his quotes?
I've got another
All right,
clip
he,
of something
so
else.
He hates them. They're boring, and he vowed to do something different. So, okay, fine. Let's see what he's going to do. What's going to be different about this? And the answer is nothing. 3+ hour award show, basically totally boring and like every other award show. Not a single different thing.
Well, now, hold on. One thing that, pardon me. One of the things I like about music award shows, at least, is there are great performances.
Yes.
So, did they have that?
They
Were there
did.
Any standout performances?
Yeah, and one of them was the previously canceled Morgan Wallen, which people were flipping out about. Diddy performed, so that was great. I can't even remember the last time I heard about him performing. And also he was hosting. Megan Thee Stallion was wearing a thong bodysuit, so that's standout.
Nice.
Now, did you look this up? The way they have this written, it sounds like Morgan Wallen performed with Travis Scott.
I don't have that, but I have his performance here if you want to hear it.
Well, I don't really.
Okay.
He's canceled. I don't know why we're trying to bring him back. I heard what he said. L. King and Miranda Lambert, they tore it up with "I'm Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home."
Oh, that's a good song.
I don't want to go home. Mm-hmm. Machine Gun Kelly seems to be getting all the attention for a couple reasons. First of all, he paid $30,000 to get a diamond manicure before this. So his fingernails were done in real diamonds or diamond dust or whatever. Oh, so that was kind of cool. Can you show Vinny the outfit he had on? I love this outfit. And I think men's fashion should go this direction. It's a sort of a silvery, steely shirt with black trousers and a black, like, half coat. It only comes down to just below, like, where your chest would be. And all up the sleeves and onto the shoulders and down the other side and all down the pants, there are these, like, little spiky. It's so awesome. You would not want to hug him. You'd definitely get stabbed. It's just, I think that is a smashing outfit. I just think it looks great.
Who's the chick he's with, though?
That would be Megan Fox and her new bang.
That doesn't look like her at all.
It looks like Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. He referred to her as he performed as his wife and mentioned their unborn child.
I wrote this song for my wife. You're too good for me.
So are they married? Is she pregnant? No one knows. No one knows, but for some reason, everybody cares.
Get loose with those words, I guess, right?
Yeah. BTS was not there, but they did collect their 12th Billboard award, and they now have the most of any group ever. Destiny's Child has 11, which was the record for 17 years.
So of all the groups, those are the two tops.
My guess is there's probably individuals who have, like Drake has probably got more Billboard Music Awards. I didn't mean to get you started on that.
Good thing the Drake button is nearby.
Thank God.
Oh,
jeez.
Super.
But ask him for Omaha and it's going
to
take
a second. Can't seem to find it. And he always stomps on the wrong one, too. Jesus.
Not that one.
Well, let me scratch my Omaha story. Oh, okay, good. That one's also... All right, I'll keep the... Oh, boy.
Some people were shocked that Morgan Wallen performed a couple songs on the Billboard Music Awards.
Sounds like you are.
I am. Mm-hmm. I am. Sean Diddy Combs introduced him by saying, "You want son? Cancel everyone. People make mistakes. We're moving on with love and respect. It's time to forgive." Just to remind you, right after he released his second album, Dangerous, he was caught by a camera using a racial slur, and within days, he'd been dropped by his management, suspended by his label, and had his songs banned by radio stations. So there's that. Oh, look at me right on. Oh, no, I have 1 minute left.
Nah, you got a ton of time.
I have 1 minute left. Bryn, I sent this to you the other day ago, but I'm going to send it to you again so you can put this picture up. I don't know why Harry... I don't know the song, so I don't know why Harry Styles dressed up as a canary to shoot a video for his new song. But it's... he's known for his crazy fashion. And he's on... What are those called? Like a tension line or something where they can take you up into the air and kind of spin you around. Mm-hmm. So he's...
What?
Isn't that what Pink uses kind of...
He's just dressed he's dressed as a, I don't know, a yellow fairy, a canary.
Well, a canary brings to mind like the bird that lets you know the air's bad.
Could also be,
die here.
Yeah, could be Big Bird. I mean, he's.
But yeah, that's just, he's just fabulous.
Oh, isn't he? Oh my God.
I love that
just
guy.
I actually love him too. There's a shot like where he's kind of soaring through the air and he just has this like kind of relaxed, self-satisfied smile. With this yellow, he's so cute. Can we put these pictures up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page? So it's for a video. I mean, he wasn't just doing it for fun, I guess.
He kept on his designer shoes.
Well,
very cute.
You know, they should have gotten him like bird claw shoes, you know, something that looked a little bit more like a.
He's got black, probably $10,000 wingtips on.
Yeah, they have a heel and everything. It's really funny. It's not an awesome look from the knees down, but the rest of it, I mean, he could be in a circus. He should have little ballet slippers on. That'd be great. There you go. That'll do it for the music news. Vinny, what's coming up?
The news is a toss-up. We'll see if Bryn can get me reconnected and good to go in no time. After the
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's Monday. I've been waiting for the weekend to be over. I wanted to go back to San Francisco.
Whoa, what's going on with you?
I don't know, just singing this. I love it. I actually love that tune. I love One Republic. They're just one of those bands that you, when you wind up seeing them, you go, holy crap. Like all these songs I love.
Hit
all
machines.
In one place. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're just, they've just sort of quietly become that band. Love them. They're like the new Maroon 5 or something, you know? Is that a bad comparison? I just feel like,
the
you know.
The new Maroon 5, that's not a bad, I mean, that's probably the best compliment you could give any band.
It's just
Maroon 5 has a million hits.
And then, but you don't realize until you see One Republic that they also have a million hits. And I guess that Ryan Tedder guy just writes with everyone. Like
he's
got a million hits with everybody. Mm-hmm. All right, let's do this. The Bottle Rock, the Bottle Rock, you've heard of it. Napa Valley, it's coming up fast, and we're continuing the fun. We have lots of tickets to give away, so today through Friday, this whole week, we're giving out code words for tickets to Saturday's Bottle Rock. The headliners are 21 Pilots, the Black Crows, and there's a million more, and there's like four stages. It's all day, it's so good. So here's how it goes down. We give away code words on the fives at 9, noon, and 5 p.m., and then you have to text us the code word. That's our regular contest text number. It's 20357. If you text it to Vinny, you're not entered. Get everything Bottle Rock at RadioAlice.com.
No, that's not working.
No, it's not.
No, that's too bad.
That's maybe
you're
somebody
just
over
trying to torpedo my news breaks all day, all week.
I don't know what's going on here.
With this improved thing
this
that I'm gonna
has nothing to do with that.
You know, this weekend coming up, if you remember, I said, "Oh yeah, I'm going to the Giants game in a minute."
Yeah.
And then it turned out it was actually in May, and it's now here.
May.
Happened fast enough.
So, wow.
Yes, this Saturday I'll be in town, and I'm coming in to go see the ball game. And I guess I'll come in and practice my new systems as well. I'll bring the kids into the station. And
oh, that'll be
oh,
fun.
That's great.
And that'll be so fun for them to see.
I'll meet you here and practice my system too, because apparently it doesn't work all that well.
That's good. That'll be a great day for practice.
So. All right. Let's do it day six. That should be good. Anyway, everyone.
You guys could go live. It'll be so fun.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Camp Galileo.
Mm. Galileo.
Speaking of my kids. They're going.
Galileo
enrollment is now open for a summer of fun at 30-plus Bay Area locations. We're even adding a second week.
Oh, you got another week.
We haven't gotten it yet, but we're adding it
because
summer's looking thin on the back end.
Yeah. And listen, once she gets there and she loves it, you're going to be like, let's see about some more weeks.
Yeah.
Can we
well,
get some
whatever
more weeks?
The. Yeah. Yeah, I'm down. Go to galileo-camps.com. That's galileo-camps.com. .com to enroll your child today. Brynn and I did.
Camp Galileo.
So the Western Conference Finals are set. The Warriors won their game and the Mavericks won in Phoenix. Unlikely, but they won by far. So they are next up for the Warriors on Wednesday at 6 o'clock. That is the Western Conference Finals. Go Warriors. Should be cooler today.
That's nice.
Yeah, that is nice. Did you know that we have a baby formula shortage happening here in America?
I did not know. Is that a supply chain thing?
It's a huge problem.
Oh, that's terrible.
Like,
we need that.
Profoundly huge. And if you haven't had kids, you think, well, just breastfeed them. Except you find out that
not
there's a percentage of moms that aren't having good luck with breastfeeding.
Well, also, if you've weaned a kid off, then you're not making that anymore. If you're relying on formula, you need formula. That's their food.
I guess there's like three baby formula makers in the world or the
really?
Country or whatever. I don't know the whole story behind it, but they, because of COVID, there was some weirdness and they're running really short on baby formula. So a woman in Utah has decided to help out mothers who are having trouble finding baby formula by selling around 4,000 ounces of breast milk.
She wants has to, that much?
I don't know how this is possible. We froze, I say we, but you know, I wasn't. But we froze a bunch and it doesn't freeze as well as you'd think. Or maybe we froze it wrong. I don't know, but it wasn't.
Well, and it's not going to keep forever.
Right.
I mean, this is like 6-year-old milk. This
so I don't know what she, I really don't know what she's doing there, but I thought, you know, maybe that's a possibility for some of you out there who want to make, like this lady wants to charge $1 an ounce.
Wow.
She's willing to negotiate with desperate mothers. She has 4,000 ounces. She's
so
listing
she was
it
just
online.
Banking it. Wow.
And they say it's legal. There's no regulation. Mm-hmm. So
you just have to believe that it's her breast milk.
But that is, it's a real problem right now. And I'm sure there are moms out there going, yeah, we're having trouble getting supplied. Now, I don't know what you do. You know, I remember I was trying to get that
generator.
No. Well, there's that too. The shingles shot was one of those things where my doc said, yeah, you should go look around. And I looked everywhere to get that darn thing. And then I called him back and said, I called and I told her who I called, like 10 places. And she goes, okay, we have some in supply. We'll help you. Maybe that's someone's out there hoarding this stuff and is able to donate for moms. Not the shingle shot, but, you know, baby formula.
But people don't want to give up their emergency supply.
That's so scary. Anyway, so this lady's selling it, and maybe that's a way others of you out there can make some dough or help out. I don't know how many people would trust a random.
I know. That's the thing. You're going to feed it to your baby.
But if you don't have any food, what are you going to do?
Right. I don't know. Mix up that rice cereal? A really little baby can't have that.
Ay, ay, ay. Well, anyway, if you know an answer out there, let us know. We'll pass it on. There's been a series of damaged property complaints around Omaha, Nebraska recently.
Oh, Michael, what's going on in Omaha? I'd love to find out. Somewhere in middle America.
Mostly damaged fences and walls, and it sounds like the perp was the Kool-Aid man.
What are you talking about?
There's a trend of kids mimicking the Kool-Aid man by throwing themselves through structures on people's properties. There's even ring camera footage of a few teens bursting through a fence. Last week, sheriff's deputies in Sarpy County issued criminal mischief citations to 9 kids who they say ran and jumped into fences in various neighborhoods around the county. It's unclear how much the citations were for, but this is one of those trends that gets online.
It's so dumb. Like, this is just a laceration at best waiting to happen.
By the way, when I referred to you as thin thick, I had it wrong. It's slim thick.
Oh.
People texted in and they said, no, you got it wrong. And then Coco goes,
you did get it wrong. I'm
thick. If you meant slim thick, then that's, I know all about that. There's songs and dances and videos.
She couldn't put it together that thin thick and slim thick was the same thing.
Anyway.
She's slim, very precise with her verbiage.
Slim thick is what I meant. And you can see Sarah and her slim thick on our Instagram. She's on display.
Don't bother, though. It's down. You have to scroll down. You have to go to the... Don't
smooth
don't
and tan and gleaming gold.
Perfectly smooth.
Oh, perfect. Sorry.
It is actually perfectly smooth.
Yeah.
I was actually impressed with my perfect smoothness.
Check out this Kool-Aid guy here.
All right. So this is some fence.
Some kid.
Wait.
Oh, they just... Oh, they...
It's like
a... Oh, they're literally smashing through panel after panel after panel of these people's... But that is... Looks like a pretty nice property, too.
Yeah. Well, that's what kids are up to. I mean,
things that just don't seem fun.
Probably better for them than the six-pack in the park that I used to do.
Usually the six-pack in the park is the reason they're doing
that. Oh, good point.
But
do you ever used to go, hey, mister, a six-pack and then drink in the park?
No, we didn't have parks. I told you we had sand pits.
Oh, the sand pits.
And cranberry bogs.
You didn't have parks. Who doesn't have parks?
I don't have parks. I guess there was a little town square. We didn't have any parks.
You got no parks?
No.
Wow.
It wasn't a city. I lived like in the country. The whole effing place was a park.
Oh. You know? All right. Take it easy. Yeah,
right. I'm a little jealous of my lack of parks growing up. I mean, I guess, I mean, I can't think of one, but there must have been parks.
Gazing balls?
What about them?
You know what they are?
Yeah.
Oh!
For your garden?
Yeah!
Yeah, they're on like a little stand and they're mirror ball. Yeah, what about it?
What? If you're into garden decor, you're familiar with gazing balls. There are those decorative glass spheres that are mostly in gardens to look nice, but some people believe they have other benefits, like warding off evil and bringing good luck.
Mm. Oh, I should get one of those.
A homeowner in Austin named Gail Hines, caught someone stealing her gazing balls on her Ring camera last Wednesday. The thief got away, but in the footage, you can see and hear him collecting the balls and driving away.
How many balls does she have?
I don't know. How many do you have?
Zero.
Why don't you have gazing balls?
I just don't. That's not my thing.
But you know what they are.
Sure.
But you've specifically walked past that aisle at the hardware or the garden store and said,
I don't
no
want
no gazing
those.
Balls from my yard.
Yeah, I feel like if I'm going to put a little pedestal up, I'm going to put a bird bath on it. I'm more of a bird bath person.
All right.
Than a gazing ball.
Gail's parents died during the pandemic, so she had their ashes put inside a couple of custom gazing balls. And so that's what the thief made off with. Who steals gazing balls?
Who puts ashes in gazing balls?
I don't know. Although I just had a flashback beautiful. Of stealing poinsettias. So who does that? I did.
Yeah, why? Just because they weren't tied down? Or
because we were drunk. And stupid. That's why.
Mom, I got you a poinsettia.
Wasn't even that. Anyway, whatever.
So these toss them out later. There's just a bomb from your car.
The thief is still on the run, and Gail is desperate to get her parents back. She's asking the thief return the gazing balls. And if anyone has any info, email her at southaustingazingballs@gmail.com. I know that's not funny, but it is kind of funny that she put mom and dad in gazing balls.
Put mom and dad in the backyard. How about that? I mean,
like in the dirt.
Okay. I just meant they're gazing balls. Shouldn't they be somewhere where you could have a quiet moment with them and not have them be in the front yard where any random could pick them up, throw them in the back of the truck and take off?
I thought the point was to put them... like make them part of the soil where you no or
yeah,
put them like put me in the ocean now that's where you can visit me.
Well, right, that would be perfect for you. A garden would be perfect for me.
Yeah
Bryn, I guess you could be made into a karate ball.
I don't like thinking about death.
Okay, good
well,
point.
Well, you're young.
Prefer
so
not to.
You gotta think. Start thinking about it soon.
I will later. Yeah.
Boomers and millennials can't stop bickering
about what?
I don't know. There's a feud.
You got
there
a
is.
Feud going on with boomers?
Yeah, kind of.
All right.
That what one time it? Driving down the street, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and that guy.
Shut up, old man. Don't yell at me. You don't know.
Old man is actually better than boomer. If you'd yelled boomer, it would have been all over.
Someone has collected a list of random things that boomers are obsessed with that make no sense to millennials.
Okay.
The thumbs up emoji.
What?
Obsessed with it?
I guess.
Really?
I don't think
so. Is anyone obsessed with that?
Complaining about younger generations not knowing and using cursive. You got to get over that, boomers. It's that the
writing is going away.
It's over, and it's been over for a while.
And it never could be.
It's over. Trust me. Typing. Mr. Miranda used to teach me typing in 7th and 8th grade.
I liked typing.
I like typing, too. I didn't mind it at all.
I really never thought that we'd get to the point where... Now you just type and your pinky is your correct key. Delete.
You know what's funny about delete. Mr. Miranda?
Was he also your speech teacher?
No, that was Mr. Laura. Oh. Mr. Miranda, though.
Boy, all your teachers had girl names.
What are you talking about?
Miranda, Laura. Weird. That's a weird last name.
Mr. Samantha.
Yeah, Mr. Sally.
No. Anyway, Mr. Miranda was a radio fan.
Oh.
And used to come in. And I didn't even listen to radio at the time. This was 7th and 8th grade. He would come in and he would do lines from Rick D's in the Morning.
Oh. Boy, that guy was
and
all
I only,
around you.
Well, he was the big guy in L.A. Orange County area on KISS FM 102.7.
Rick D's, he's nationwide.
Well, he's gone now.
Well, he was a big deal for a long time.
Well, yeah. He was, you know what? He did radio when the morning DJ got a limo to work.
Oh, those had to be good days.
That's when he did radio when you get a car in your contract.
Yeah. Mm.
And not the one you got to drive yourself, the one that comes and picks you up.
Mm.
So you can prep on the way in, I guess.
Or sleep. I'd take an extra half hour nap. Oh, wake me up when we get there.
Anyway, Mr. Miranda used to always be like, hey, you guys listen to? we'd all be like, oh, weird old man, can you just let us start? Give us the stuff we're supposed to type already. You know, because your whole thing is you're supposed to not even look. You're supposed to be looking at your words and going.
Like that.
Yeah.
And then you had the little bottle of whiteout invented by Mike Nesmith's mom.
What?
You never heard that? Guitar player for the Monkees.
Invented liquid paper?
So his mom invented liquid paper. He came from liquid paper money.
Oh, so he's Buku before he even...
Yeah, he's dead now.
Oh. Oh. Rest in peace.
Mike Nesmith.
Thank you. Anyway, where were we? Oh, yeah, the feud between baby boomers and millennials. Drinking from a hose. Apparently, those are the good old days for boomers.
I still love drinking from a
hose.
No,
you didn't.
Yes, I did. And where we grew up,
Did it out of necessity, but you didn't love it.
I did.
You didn't know.
I liked the taste of that water.
You used to be in the house where there was a running faucet, and instead you would go, I need a drink. I'm going to go outside and get
I would drink right out of that faucet, too. I'd turn the faucet on.
Oh, I used to do that, too.
But if we're outside, there's nothing better than drinking from the hose. God, your dad be out there watering some crap or whatever.
It's like dirt water, though.
I know. It had that certain taste. I loved the water right out of the hose in Massachusetts.
Always leaving voicemails. This is another one of the things that baby boomers do, and millennials are...
That's true.
Yeah, I actually didn't turn my voicemail on because Sandy would be like, hi, Vincent, listen. And I'd be, I don't have time.
I didn't have time for the phone call and I don't have time
to listen to the message. You can call me or you can text me or you can wait, but you can't leave
me a
20-minute message.
Right. Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
No.
I'll see that you
That's
called.
A no.
I'll call you back if I feel like it.
And by the way, she's already written me to defend Edie, who knocks on my door for a hug and a kiss.
Oh.
Give her a hug and a kiss. She's going to... She won't always ask for those, and you're gonna miss those days.
Yep. Believe it or not, these are the best days. Turns out, in memory, we're all nostalgic when we get old.
Boomers are always watching news and political shows, as in always, all the time.
Yeah, that's my parents. They all they do is watch political stuff.
They just like to be agitated at all times. Is that it?
It seems that way.
Is that how they feel most alive?
Yes, I guess.
You know what? I'm pissed off, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
I don't know what they're so upset about. They're retired in Florida.
Yeah.
Great
living
life.
The life.
Yeah, it's fine. What are you worried about? Why are you so upset about it?
Your dad's even had multiple phases of retirement. He even retired from his boat.
Yeah, he retired from that part of his retirement.
Right.
Now he's in the house with that woman all the time.
Oh,
Jesus.
No. How's she doing?
Great.
Okay, good.
Everyone's good, thanks.
Don't wink about
I'm
that.
Not winking.
Okay.
Not well, everything right now.
Okay, good.
All's quiet on the Western Front. Eastern Front, I guess.
I don't know about this. Boomers want to sit at booths in restaurants.
I do like a booth.
I love booths.
You a millennial?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You like the booth?
I like the booth.
I like a booth.
I like a booth.
Where's my
You like a booth?
Oh. Text.
I like a booth, too.
Number is 800-400-3697.
Well, good luck, everyone.
Here's a few of the things. Oh, God. Vin, what was Chuck the ceramics teacher's last name? Probably a girl named, too. Were you in school with me, or did I tell that Never mind.
Tina? Was his last name Tina?
No, I don't know what his last name was.
Mr. Tina.
Was it Mr. Veronica?
Yes, Sarah. Hose water is delicious.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's not.
It is. It All actually right. tastes delicious. I can picture the taste of it, that just like slightly metallic
yeah,
taste
dirty and
in my mouth right now.
Dirt from the hose because the hose gets dropped in the dirt.
Yeah. Just... No, you'd clean the top of the hose off. I make it rain with the hose. I make it rain. I make it rain with the hose. I make it rain. That's what that song is about, right? Watering your lawn?
Yeah, that's
Duh.
It. LMFAO, gazing balls. No, that's a real thing, actually.
When I grew up, there was the guy next door to us, Mr. Verdone.
Mr. Verdone?
Yeah. He had a gazing ball in the middle of his lawn, just like a lawn with just a stick in the middle with a ball on it. And we'd all go over there. And, I mean, it wasn't ritualistic or anything, but I remember dancing around that thing. You'd do Ring Around the Rosie, that kind of crap. When I was a little kid, lived in Kingston.
Mm.
In Mr. Verdone's yard.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That's
yeah.
Really weird.
I remember one time he was an old dude.
Oh, this will be good.
It's not that funny. It's just a memory of this guy. You know, I was 3 years old, 4 years old, and he's got his hands in his pocket. And he's kind of jingling his hands, and I can hear the change. And I go, you going to give me some money? And I still, to this day, can't believe I said that to him. And he goes, no, not. I'm like, oh, that's too bad.
That was it?
Oh, because he's jingling the money. Yeah, that was it.
He's jingling like, change in his pocket.
And I'm like, you going to give me some money? I'm like, what am I, like, going to stick him up? You know? Stick him up, Mr. Verdone. You don't know where I live or anything right next door. You going to give me some money, huh?
Wow. There's a whole network of women who freeze their breast milk to provide it for infants who need it. That's from 707. Another person wrote in about the shortage saying it's... let me see if I can find that one real quick. Oh, I can't. But they're talking about... Oh, here it is. Formula shortage is one of three companies that produce formula for the U.S. had to recall all of their product lines, which are the three most popular brands of formula due to contaminants in the powder.
Oh.
All this, I think, though, happened during the pandemic, and now it's
getting it,
surfacing,
it
and it's a real problem. It's very scary, I'm sure.
Yeah, you need something to feed your baby.
Vinny!
What?
We're going to the ball game on Saturday, too!
All right, man.
I'm sure our seats aren't as good. You don't be so sure. We're not trying to sit in the best seats. We're going to bring kids.
Yeah, you're just going to the game.
Yeah, they're not.
Like everybody else.
The last thing we want to do is be torturing people who spent big money on tickets.
We're just going to torture the poor people.
Yeah. Well, we're going to sit in, you know, the outskirts. Yeah. In the,
Come on, Adele.
925 says, what would help, Finn, is not using Chrome. Listen. Don't.
No, we have to use
We've already Chrome. Changed too much in my life right now to start getting me off of Chrome now, too.
But we have to be on it because of the whole, we're using all the Google stuff.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we don't have to use it. I don't know.
By
you
the
know,
way.
I do what Bryn tells me.
Jason Mraz, we got texted that name 100,000 times. Well, Jason Mraz, you should do ads with us.
Yeah, Jason.
I mean,
you should, people are
call
really
our sales
into
department.
You.
Yeah. They, your name.
Got a new record, super right. mellow. I think you're gonna like it, and you'll hear it on Alice.
510 says, did we do those guys? LMAO, Vinny. So if Sarah did someone, it means you all did them. Well, it's like our notch.
Sure, it's a notch for the show.
Yeah.
We did not do them. They actually
And Sarah
not.
Was
they
very were... busy for a little while there. We've got a lot of guys, including the great Eddie Van Halen.
We didn't do him.
We did we... show him our boobs, though,
but
didn't we?
We didn't do him, though. We didn't.
And he honked us.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, it's time to go. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, more
Wait,
things will happen.
So he did honk you?
No.
You just said yes.
He did more than that.
Oh!
Yeah, it's...
Oh, my God! Yeah. I'll get the rest of this during the secret show.
Okay, goodbye.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.